This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and we are live. It's Saturday evening. I swear to you, this is live content coming to you over your radio. And I know how Saturdays are on talk radio. I get that you have to listen to a lot of
best of
content. And best of is, you know, not live. Radio's about live. Now, I would expect if there's some calamitous thing going on in your neighborhood, you know, a tornado comes through, that we would be sort of exempted. But on Saturday evening, generally, you can call in here on Free Talk Live and you can talk about what's on your mind, whatever's important to you. It is Mark with you this evening.
And Chris.
Chris, thanks for sitting in. Our main host, Ian, is off at a some kind of soiree, a benefit. They're all dressed
very
up.
Very fancy.
Yep, when they left, and Free Talk Live or LRN or the Liberty Radio Network is sponsoring the event in some way, so all the best to them all. So I think it's social media has changed the way we do a lot of things in this world. It's changed the way we parent. It changes the way I've even seen situations where, people have been investigated by, like, the local government for how they treat their dogs because of what goes on social media. I'm not saying that there's no such thing as animal abuse.
Sure.
I'm not saying that there's no such thing as child abuse. However, what happened, Chris, and where did it happen?
Well, we'll jump into the story. This happened in Tennessee, and this is coming to you via The Blaze. A Tennessee family is under investigation following a disturbing photo that surfaced Friday on Facebook. The image depicts two children, a boy and a girl, with their wrists and mouths duct taped. The photo caption reads, "Kids for sale, 45% because they're bad." I think they meant 45% off.
Right, well, whatever.
Yeah. Now
you could bargain. I mean, you know, if you say, look, I'm more interested in paying 55% off, you know, whatever. You know, like, I get it.
Make an offer.
They picked 45% off or 55% off, depending on what they were actually trying to get across there. Not exactly clear to me, but you know.
The market will decide.
Yeah.
You got to start with a price somehow, and then you're going to get those signals. The market's going to tell you whether you're too low or too high.
You know, chances are really good if they're like most kids, that they're really crappy workers. They have bad attitudes. They, they're picky eaters. Nothing. I
don't clean up after themselves.
I don't want anything to do with these people's kids. I can assure you.
Oh my! Now the family is calling the post a joke, but the Memphis.
Of course, it's a joke. They weren't selling their children.
Now, Mark, we don't know that. I don't know these people. They may have honestly weighed the pros and cons and felt I would rather have some money, 45% off. For these kids than have these kids.
Well, I don't know what their asking price is, so 45% off.
Yeah.
Still, it sounds pretty vague to me.
They may need a little help with their marketing. Now the family is calling the post a joke, but the Memphis Police Department did not take it as such.
Well, police departments tend not to. It's their job to lock people up, right?
In the photo, in the oldest child's face appears to have... this is a really poorly written sentence. In the photo, in the oldest child appears to have tears in her eyes.
Okay.
So, obviously abuse, because there was a tear.
Embarrassment, yep.
The photo was posted by Facebook user Jaton Just Silly Jababi, which may just be a silly name.
Okay.
Who has since deactivated the account, WMCTV reported. Other state departments are aiding the MPD in the investigation.
So that we don't even know who this person is.
No, okay. I don't think we do. And we're not sure what other organizations are investigating.
Do we know for certain that is this their child? These are their children.
I don't know where they start with this because it looks like almost like a fake Facebook name in the first place.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why that particular police department is involved at all. And why do we know it's in the state. We could. They could know that.
Because Facebook says so.
Okay.
Yeah, and Facebook would not lie to you.
Well, I could change my location on Facebook relatively quickly, and no police department. Like, you know, if I change it to, let's say, Albuquerque. I'm in near Manchester, New Hampshire now, as far as, Keene, New Hampshire.
That just cross-references to the FBI to the NSA database, because remember, law enforcement now has access to all NSA gathered data for drug investigations.
Am I to assume that that's what occurred here?
No,
what you're saying is true.
I'm just tossing that out there as a possibility.
I just don't know how this particular police department sort of started. So if I was in Albuquerque, if I claimed to be in Albuquerque and I posted a picture of my child with some duct tape across his mouth, which, you know, there's been times when I've thought to myself, duct tape might be a solution here.
More than once.
And, in his eye, one small tear did accumulate. Then the Albuquerque Police Department could very well then get on the case to want to do something about it. I'm not intending to pick on Albuquerque here. It's just a name that came to mind.
Well, who knows? There may be some friend of the family who was very concerned. We see that from time to time.
Could be somebody who's
a concerned member of the community who actually knows these people.
Yeah, that could be the case. So I guess, I would have some questions, regarding this. Does anyone think that these children should be taken away? Because that's ultimately what the state has to, do, right? If you want to talk to these people about their parenting, this mayor, do you want to send police to talk to them, or do you just want to have a conversation? Because likely people posted on the Facebook thread talking to these people about their parenting and giving them a piece of their mind.
Yeah.
Likely.
Likely.
Seems clear.
That's what would happen in my community, for example.
We're all offended all the time in America now.
By everything.
Facebook really helps with that. I mean, like, all I have to do is keep scrolling, and I can find things to be offended by, and I'm good at it. So I'm sure people were offended, and I'm sure they posted on there. So do we want a stern air talking to by somebody with a badge or whatever? Because that can go well, or it can go poorly. You never really know.
Well, odds are these days, if the badges get involved, your odds are good that it's going to end poorly. You know, we have too many cases of the police getting involved in situations that have nothing to do with it, any danger to anyone other than perhaps the person themselves. So you look at the number of people that are suicidal, and I'm calling 911 because my son is, he's on antidepressants and he's out back with a knife and he says he's going to hurt someone. Or hurt himself, and the police show up, and they end up blowing him away because he made a furtive gesture towards our direction from 45 yards away.
You are certainly not talking about a circumstance that never occurred. In this case, I think you can make an argument that there's a victim here, right?
Like, sure.
What we have two people that appear to be bound and gagged on Facebook. So one can make that claim. Now, when it comes to parenting, there's no way to be a parent and not in some way or another sort of violate the rights of a child as though that child was an adult. You can't treat a child like an adult.
Right.
It's just not possible.
You will not parent.
There's been times when I have, my son is 8 years old now, so this doesn't occur as much. But, when he's younger, we had to go someplace. I picked him up. I put him in the car seat. I clicked him in the car seat against his will. He has been picked up and moved and bound. That's the definition of kidnapping, okay? It is the legal definition of kidnapping.
No argument.
And he continued to be against his will because I had to listen to him in the car as we went. I'm certain that he was not happy about getting in the car at that moment.
I don't want to go. How many times do I have to repeat this?
Oh, he wanted to go. He just didn't want to go when he wanted to go because he didn't have, things put together in the way that he wanted to put them together, that kind of thing. And these are, the only reason he gets in the car is to go places that he wants to go, generally.
Absolutely.
As a parent, I spend an inordinate amount of time, my wife especially spends an inordinate amount of time moving him from place to place for things that he wants to do.
Yeah.
So, he didn't want to go that instant. That is the definition of kidnapping. False imprisonment, if you prefer the term.
Well, and I was guilty of a few probably harsher things than that. I definitely grew up as somebody who had the wooden spoon taken over my backside more than once, and I passed that on to my son. I'm not something I brag about.
Yep.
It's not something I'm proud of necessarily, but there were some times when I saw no other choice to calm the situation down other than to resort to corporal punishment.
So let me ask you this, dear listener. Is this... Okay, Do we want the police involved in this situation where these two kids had duct tape over their mouths and had their little hands duct taped together? Is that the best solution here? Can you think of better solutions? The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Superbeets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Superbeets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit FTLBeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number to call, if you have an opinion on this Facebook post, regarding a couple of kids with some duct tape over their mouths, and I guess their wrists were duct taped too. Had a little for sale sign on them. I don't imagine they were duct taped long, but that's just me imagining. Maybe they're still duct taped. Who knows? My name's Mark.
This is Chris.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We can also take you on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm, and I think we're probably one of the very few radio programs that does that for you.
And it sounds great.
Yep, username lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go right to the phones here. We got Glenn calling in from Myrtle Beach. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to point out something. With all the technology and the photo editing software like Photoshop, how do you even know these pictures that someone posts are real? They could just Photoshop something for a gag, and maybe it's not even real. How are you going to investigate that when it could even be Photoshop?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I think that I would assume that in a court of law that, they can figure out, bring in experts and say, this is Photoshop. No, it's not. And then, of course, the jury has to decide whether or not it is and figure out which group of liars they're going to believe at that particular instance. But what the police officers have to do is go on the assumption that it's true.
Consider a probable cause to investigate further.
But I guess the question I have here is that would I consider, I don't consider a picture of a kid duct taped to be evidence of child abuse. That one instance, my son has asked me to put duct tape across his mouth. He's wanted that. So, yeah, were the kids bad? Maybe. The problem with parenting is that we let anybody do it. Glenn?
What I think people should do, really, is I think everybody should take a picture of their pet. This happened with someone's dog a while back.
It did,
Everybody should take a picture of their pet right now and then go on Photoshop and duct tape, Photoshop duct tape over the pet. Everybody put that on their Facebook post. And then let's see if everybody goes crazy tomorrow over that.
Yeah, there was an instance, and I don't remember where it was, but it was only a few weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, something like that, where a woman had put some duct tape around the muzzle of her dog, who apparently, was on a bit of a barking spree.
Right.
And, the town or the county or whatever came out and investigated, and they found that, after a scolding or whatever, and then, of course, there's got to be a fine. Because what matters is that the town gets some money out of this. Not that the dog was harmed or that, people have been harmed or whatever, but we gotta find somebody. And they didn't take the animals away because they didn't feel they were in danger.
Right.
Because they weren't. And I suspect the children, just a guess, just me guessing, I don't know, aren't in danger here either.
The thing is
Glenn, thanks for the call.
Yeah, this will inflame like any group of social justice warriors with any particular pet thing that they're all about. And if it's pets, if it's children, if it's anything. And what drives me nuts is it's rarely based on any evidence. It's usually based on social media, and sometimes it's little things like a pet's mouth being. Now I'm going to get called out as a pet hater because I said little things like a pet's mouth being taped shut.
Has no one ever held their dog's mouth shut? I mean,
it just seems like a more efficient way to hold the dog's mouth shut for some period of time. A case like Brandon Robb in Virginia several years ago, I guess it's going back 3 or 4 years, but he was a decorated Marine who got picked up and basically taken to an insane asylum because of his Facebook posts. And that was something the Rutherford Institute got involved in helping, ended up suing the Department of Justice, I believe, on that. But we'll continue with the story here, and we'll see where it takes us.
It is, I guess, our newly connected world, people are trying to figure it all out. And I guess... This is people trying to be funny. Clearly, it's at the expense of their kids to some small extent. I'm not saying that's right or good or just or fair or any of those things. I will say that these people likely provide a very safe and stable home to their children, and some duct tape over their mouths probably isn't worth anything more than a stern talking to by the folks on the internet that are upset.
Right, but now that everyone must have a role. What is my role on the internet? Am I the you know, am I the social justice police? Am I the cops? Am I the, you know, am I an informant? Why do you need to do that? I don't know why people do that.
I guess it's just outrage. I mean, we're just outraged all the time at all kinds of stuff, and Facebook provides us with things to be outraged about. And you can draw whatever conclusion you draw from a picture that you've seen over an instant. Let's talk to Michelle. She's calling in from Delaware. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say, when I was growing up, I was a chatty, Cathy kind of kid. And we would eat dinner. I would always want to talk about school. And one time...
That's what I want my kid to do, by the way, and can't get him to. So all the best to you, Michelle.
And one time, it was supposed to be jokingly, my dad, you know, stop and eat your dinner. And he went and got duct tape and duct taped my mouth shut.
How can you eat your dinner with your mouth duct tape shut?
At the dinner table with everybody sitting there, and it was supposed to be funny. And when I just heard this story, it just made me sick to my stomach because even it was supposed to be funny, I felt like...
you were the butt of the joke.
It was embarrassing. It was humiliating. Mm-hmm. It was everything bad. And there's nothing funny about it. It was the only time. It was the one instance. But when I heard it, it just... And someone, should look into it.
Well, so what do you think the value of the police showing up? I mean, knowing that the police are not a counseling organization, they are, in fact, an incarceration organization. What do you think the value of the cops showing up is?
Well, not as far as with the kids being around and for the kids, but I think someone should talk to the kids, whether it be a social worker or mm-hmm. because that it's not right. It's just not right.
But don't we sometimes get, and I don't want to say this about all children because I don't stereotype anyone that broadly, but don't kids sometimes perceive things differently than, I know they perceive things differently as adults do, but sometimes if I, had to put my son's toys away, it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
And if he would have talked to the police, it would have been, oh my God, you know, he is
right.
Wreaked havoc on my life.
Like how would you feel if you were, say, at a dinner party, and as a joke, someone came up and duct taped your mouth because they thought you were talking too much, and you had to stand there, and everybody kind of thought it was cute.
Well, if I felt marginalized, I would leave, is the honest answer. And a child can't leave, and that makes a very difficult circumstance. But I guess I would ask you this question, Michelle. This is an important question, because to me, I find the bringing in the social worker and bringing in the police officers kind of be dangerous. Would you have been better off if they would have taken you away from your parents?
Well, like I said, I think it should... I'm not saying to take them, but I think...
They just shouldn't have done it.
Someone needs to talk with the children and give them a voice in what happened.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Thank you. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, well, I'll give it to you in just a second. I want to talk to you about what we're talking about here first. We're talking about this situation where a couple of children had their mouths duct taped, and apparently their wrists duct taped, and like a little sign that says kids for sale or something like that, put up on Facebook, meant to be a joke. The claim is that there is one small tear in the eye of one of the children, so maybe they don't get the joke, and I certainly understand that. Michelle called in the last segment, and she told a story about how she was embarrassed at the dinner table many, many long years ago with some duct tape, and that she found, it's inappropriate behavior, and that the parents should be talked to. Now, certainly, I do think the parents should be talked to, and that's kind of the thing about social media is you're getting talked to. Should it be a police officer? I think most police officers would, just a guess, would say that this is not their role. This is not what they should be doing, is talking to parents about parenting.
Right. But what are they going to do then? They're like, okay, we do need to, you know, for whatever reason.
Then they have to bring in the expert, right? The social worker has to come in.
If for no other reason, then I just want this call off my plate. I want to hand this off to somebody else so I don't have to deal with this insanity. So, yeah, let's turn it over to Child Protective Services.
And if Child Protective Services come in, let's not forget that, I mean, it's their job to sort of parse out which are the good families, which are the bad families. They do it really quickly. These are government bureaucrats. They've got a lot of things to do. They're very busy. We've had co-hosts on this show that worked for Child Protective Services and said that it was a corrupt organization, that they worked with adoption agencies, like all kinds of things.
Well,
now, I'm not saying, it's not that I don't think that people should be talked to. It's that I'm concerned deeply about who does the talking and what their course of action is.
I think what people want to believe is that we can turn to our state agencies and our government workers, the people that quote unquote work for us, and we can always expect the correct or the right result.
Right.
And more and more
people,
we're finding that out. And more often than not, these people that are bureaucrats that are in these roles have a very skewed set of incentives. So what is the incentive for Child Protective Services to never remove a child from their family? They have none. What they are going to do is they are going to get more funding, they're going to get raises, they're going to get positions of greater power if they demonstrate that they are doing more to, quote-unquote, protect children. And that puts them in a horrible position of saying, okay, when things are kind of right on the line, if it's sort of iffy, do I make the call to protect the child always, even though I'm really not convinced in my heart that there's anything going on here? And that's what we see.
Now, the Facebook account that this was posted on was sort of clearly a not the name of the people that that had these children. So this was sort of a fake name, a silly name. And one thing I'd like to point out is that if you're trying to maintain some level of anonymity on Facebook or on the internet, you need to have a VPN. What that is a virtual private network. So the internet was meant to be used anonymously if that's what you want to do, but lots of places and lots of people don't want you to use it anonymously. ProXPN can give you that privacy back. It's a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device all the way to wherever website you're going. So ProXPN offers OpenVPN. That's the gold standard of network encryption with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever you need. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activity whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you the greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even more anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. If you pay with Bitcoin, you can truly be anonymous because then ProXPN doesn't even know who you are. You can get a 50% off with Bitcoin if you use the coupon code FTL50. And that's off the regular monthly price for the lifetime account of an annual account, so it doesn't just go away after the first year. You end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now. Use the code FTL50 and take back privacy that you're right. Let's go to Scott calling in from Charleston. By the way, I want to give you that one more time. It's proxpn.com, coupon code FTL50. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. I wanted to say I think Michelle was absolutely right. Okay. I think the police and child services need to go there, seize those kids and any other kids living in the home, put them in foster care, arrest the parents, and then hold the kids hostage in foster care until the parents enroll in some expensive course run by the relatives of the politicians and elected officials. And then when the parents complete the course, make them admit and plead guilty to some minor offense so CPS can call this a big victory and put a mark in the win column.
Don't forget the father can, that nobody can then own a gun after that.
Absolutely.
That's a good point. Criminal domestic violence conviction.
Yep, and that way the kids are exposed to some level of potential violence from people and home invasions and those kind of things because nobody can protect the home.
And maybe in the meantime, the parents have been fired from their jobs or lost their home, going to these expensive courses and having ankle monitors on them. And then when they finally do get the kids back, maybe they can call Michelle and tell her how they cried themselves to sleep every night. And about that creepy older kid that used to come in their room at night while they were in foster care. And now the parents have criminal records. Maybe that's the solution to this.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Scott brings up a lot of good points, is that the system is largely corrupt. I cannot quantify. The system is sufficiently corrupt as to scare the heck out of people. There was a woman, a young girl that was taken, I believe it was in Colorado before it was legalized, but not too long ago, taken from her family because her father smoked marijuana, had marijuana in the house.
Right.
She ended up dead. within a couple of weeks at the foster, because, you know, they put them in some home with some lunatic.
Right.
Let's not forget the amount of kids that have been sodomized in these, you know, foster homes, these kind of things. I'm not saying, here, I'll come down right now. There's not a perfect parent in America. Everybody listening to me failed at some point or another, including me as a parent.
This is when my son calls in. Yep.
And, you know, that includes the police and the Child Protective Services people that are coming to your home. We are all failures as parents. I'm sorry, 18 years, you cannot get this right. And the sad truth is the people who are least qualified to have children are the ones that seem to be most capable. The ones that are youngest.
Yeah.
The ones that, the ones that seem to be most capable, they're not providing the home. Like, I wanted to work up to having a certain amount of money before I said to my wife, okay, we can have a kid.
How'd that work out?
She said to me that no one's ever ready. And I'm with her on that. I agree with her that there's never that right time as far as the amount of money. But you got to be... I guess I just believe that, the older, a little more money you got, more responsible you are.
Sure.
That's my belief as far as a parent goes. I'm not looking to take children away from people who had kids young. My cousin, she had, I think she started when she was 19, right out of high school.
Yeah.
And, she married her high school sweetheart, and they're still together. Who am I to say?
Exactly.
They've got like four kids.
Right.
And they're happy. They appear happy on Facebook. Whenever I get to talk to them, everything seems fine. Every once in a while, I'll tease them about liking the Minnesota Vikings, but that's really all I talk to them about. I'm concerned whenever we talk about getting the government involved, especially when it's about kids, because this is how I feel. My 8-year-old son is the most valuable. I don't want to use the term thing, but that's how I want to describe that. That's how I feel like describing him at this moment. He's the most valuable thing to me in the world by a long shot. And if some government bureaucrat comes in and acts like they're going to take him away from me, it's going to put me in a highly agitated state, which is then going to make them want to take him from me more because I'm then agitated.
Absolutely.
And then, I'm sorry, this to me is the end of my world, and you do not put a person in a desperate situation like that. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You know, we're talking about this situation here. It's coming out of, did you say Tennessee, Chris?
Tennessee.
It's Mark with you and Chris here on Free Talk Live. And we are live, by the way. You can call in, talk about this issue if it interests you. And, by the way, you can bring up other issues. It's Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines. Let people call in. Generally, on a Saturday evening, we'll take the calls that are on topic before the calls that are off topic. But, frankly, if you don't hear somebody on the line, it's open, ladies and gentlemen.
It's up to you.
Yeah, and you can also use Skype to call in. I'll tell you about the situation real quick. It's two kids in Tennessee, mouths duct taped, hands duct taped, and kids for sale sign in front of them.
45% because they're bad.
Because they bad. And the picture's up on Facebook. It's supposed to be a joke. Clearly some people didn't take it as a joke. The police are investigating. So, yeah, and at the same time, I see both sides of this. This is evidence of a kidnapping, right?
Or something.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't think the police should be involved. I don't think the police think the police should be involved generally in something like this. And I don't think Child Protective Services should be involved because I really, truly believe that they should only be brought in the most egregious of circumstances. And I know that somebody's going to say, well, you know, they're always going to get blamed if they don't get in and do something before something terrible happens.
What if? What if?
There's always the what if. But that's the problem. We're all failures at parenting at some level or another. We've all failed at parenting. I know I have.
Me too.
And to turn the kids over to, what, the foster care system, which is a abject failure
right. In
many cases. Now, I've got friends that are foster parents, and they've done their very best.
I've had friends who have been in foster homes that had a great time.
Yeah, really frightening circumstances. This isn't easy, and that's why I don't want you answering, you know, I'm so scared of the easy answers.
Right.
I don't think there are easy answers here.
So there's a little more to the story, too.
Well, let me give you the numbers real quick.
Go ahead.
The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a user request first, but I'll approve it real quick.
Yeah. So as we said, stated before, other state departments are aiding the MPD in this investigation. And, quote, "That's wrong. That's no joke. It's nothing to play with. I find it offensive," unquote. A Trezevant, a high school student that lives nearby, told WNC-TV, "I could not breathe. It took my breath away."
Oh, good. Now we're taking high school students'
exactly.
Word on this.
This is a high schooler talking to the local TV news.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have children, I really, truly don't care about your opinion when it comes to parenting.
Okay.
I know that this makes non-parents really upset, but consider for a second, non-parents, that you're still learning about what this might be like. You've got some really great ideas in your head. Just like I did before I had you. Said you decided how you're going to do it.
I know it. Yep. Not going to make any of the mistakes that my parents did.
And I get it. I get it. But please, please, just keep it to yourself until you've had the kids. You might talk to your friends. Come on, the news?
You're gonna want to be on the news. You're a high schooler. Hey,
well,
you want to be on the news.
You're
okay.
Right. This is on the news organization. Any news organization takes a high schooler's word on a some news story is just, it's crap.
That we got to find anybody to talk to. Quote, "I could not breathe. It took my breath away. Caused extreme emotional distress."
Oh, God. She's counseling.
These are children. These are human beings. A parent told WNC-TV. So now at least we have a real parent weighing in, and apparently this parent could not breathe. Although the police and many parents were shocked by the photo, the Jababi's cousin, Darian King, said the post was nothing more than a practical joke. King's message to WMC-TV's message read, in part, "Basically a joke at the moment that people just went overboard about it. People make mistakes, and that's what this situation is, a lesson learned. They are safe, unharmed, and loved. And that's all it is to it."
Yep.
Unquote.
Yep. That's how I see this, in all likelihood. But
is that how law enforcement's going to react? MPD said they opened an investigation after WMC-TV notified them of the photo Thursday night. The Tennessee Department of Children's Services told the news station that the limited information at the moment, and will do more research before investigating the family. So apparently, Child Protective Services isn't going in, but they are going to start to evaluate.
We'll keep an eye on these people.
Exactly. That nondescript van parked across from your house. Don't mind that.
Let's go to Eric calling in from Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi there. How's it going? Really, the whole situation kind of made me, it's really choking me up right now. It kind of made me sick to my stomach, you know. I couldn't really imagine doing something like that to my kids and then posting it online, social media. It just, to me, the whole situation really, really shook my heart cords. And to make some sort of sick example of your kids like that, it really hit my heart.
So I have had my son ask me on multiple circumstances to put duct tape over his face. I've never considered taking a picture and putting it on Facebook, but if I had, what do you think should happen to me?
Really what it comes down to is, I guess Facebook is an open social media source. So
yeah, sure.
I think you can post most anything you want, and really, it wasn't anything that I don't think could be forcibly taken down. But it is sick. It's disgusting.
Facebook can take stuff down very easily.
All
they have to do is say that it violates
their terms of agreement.
Their community service standards. That's the terminology. I've had stuff taken down. Our Facebook page, Free Talk Live's Facebook page, got banned. I got banned from Facebook. I think it was for a week for posting a Facebook a link to another Facebook page that was for some gals that wore bikinis and rolled around on roller skates and put quarters into parking meters. I mean, this is just
lascivious.
What a bunch of little tight butts.
It's ludicrous.
Facebook
is. It really is. It's absolutely ludicrous. And I mean, it really. I guess what it comes down to is just the popular opinion. And I don't really know how other people think about this. I just tuned in and I just looked up the picture. And I think it's disgusting, but I guess if not enough people don't think this is a serious issue, it won't be taken down.
So you want the picture taken down? Is that what you think the best solution is? Okay.
Absolutely. I think
that's a fine solution. You think that Facebook should have made, to me, that's a private party solution. Facebook is private property owned by the stockholders of Facebook Inc. or whatever. So I agree with you, Eric. That's fine by me. Thank you. 855-450-3733. It always sounds so bad when the phones hang up with it. Somebody's just saying thanks or something.
We're done with you. Away with you.
Goodbye. You know, there was a radio host, Tommy Likas, and he would end the calls with, like, sound effects. It'd be like, blow me up, baby, and that would be the thing. It'd be like, kaboom, and get rid of him. Nonetheless, I was a Likas fan at one point.
I think I'm thinking of Tom Likas, and I think this sounds like two very different people.
Tony?
Tommy.
Tommy.
Tom Likas. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was at some shtick out of California. And it was sort of this very I do a man's show kind of shtick, and gals should make food and things.
And I think he's out of.
And it's like he's never met a woman because every time you I don't know if you've talked to one of these folks, but if you tell a woman she should be making food for you, she suddenly doesn't want to anymore. If you're nice to them, they're much more likely to make food for you and do a really good job at it. There certainly are men in the world that are fine cooks. But in my experience, the best food I have received have generally been given to me by women. And usually, especially with my particular wife, you're going to get things are going to go a lot better if you ask nicely. You're pleasant. You know what? Dishwashing. My wife has told me I have never looked more attractive to her than when I have my hands in a sudsy sink.
That's a sexy look to a woman, isn't it?
Right. I'm sure that she's absolutely right. It works. As far as I can tell, washing dishes is, in fact, romance. And I didn't really know for most of my life what romance was. It's complicated to me. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
And now you know.
How much do I have to pay for this dinner? Do I have to have candles? No. You got to wash the dishes.
Can you hand me that dish rag?
Right.
That's it. That is the aphrodisiac.
Best I can tell.
That is the best line.
That's what romance is. And, either way, that's how it goes. So these kids, duct taped on Facebook, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.